Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo, and this week on the podcast, we're going to take a look at a humor magazine that is not a reboot of a classic from the 60s. A trip back 15 years ago to a movie that Disney would not make today. Something cool from DC and something even cooler for adults. That's this week on the podcast. Today we are talking new all-age comics for the week of June 21st, 2017. Now these are the comic books that are going to be great for kids aged 5 and up. I know if you haven't been to the comic book store in ages, you think, what? A comic book? That's going to be great for my 5-year-old. They exist and they're out there, but if you're going to the comic book store for the first time in ages, it may take a little bit of navigation to get back to where you want to go. Just ask the person at the front counter and they will gladly put you on the correct path to the all-age comics. Sometimes the all-age comic books are going to be up near the front of the cash register. Sometimes they'll be in the back where the new comic books for the week are all located. Usually it's going to be on the back. Sometimes on the right. It'll depend on your local store, but where is your local comic book store? Just go to comic book store locator, and you'll find it. Boom. Now, the music you're hearing in the background is from Ending Satellites. We found it over at Free Music Archives, and it is really awesome. To give you a hint as to how great it is, we spent maybe an hour doing some research for this post and something else, and just listened to Ending Satellites over at Free Music Archives for the past hour, and it's great. It's awesome stuff. Go check it out over at Free Music Archives, and it really is fabulous. Now, let's talk comic books, the new all-age comics for this week. Let's start with something that is almost inconceivable to have ever been made by a movie studio, much less Walt Disney Studios 15 years ago. It's Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch is 15 years old this year. Wow, and that sounds ancient, doesn't it? And this week, at the movies, number 2, Lilo and Stitch from Joe Books comes out, and this is 48 pages of all color, brand new story. Great for the entire family, if you have some kids that have seen Lilo and Stitch and loved the movie. Dig into this immediately, because Joe Books, so far as their adaptations of Disney properties and other studios properties as well to that point, so far as their ability to adapt them to continuing stories or to adapt them from the movies into a comic book or graphic novel format is really good. And they've warmed me over, even though their price point, it's a little higher than I would like. Case in point, this Lilo and Stitch at the movies comic book is $4.99. If you're a good shopper online, you can find it for $3.99. But if you go to your local comic book store, which I highly recommend, it's $4.99, but for 48 pages of all-color stuff, you know what? That really could be worth it. But think to yourself, would Disney make Lilo and Stitch today? No, I don't know if they would. Because and this is the annoying thing about movies. Side tangent, spoiler alert, it seems that every movie now has a three or a five pan, or a five movie master plan, where it's like, it's got to have some sort of sequel or something. It can't just be a cute one-off film. There have to be some sort of strands to make something else after it. And I get it. I mean, books are that way too, because, you know, you want a book that's going to be published in April of this year and then April of next year, so it can be a continuing saga that will keep repeating the story to an extent and bringing in cash. It's just kind of sad, because back in the day, Lilo and Stitch was very original, very weird, and almost a borderline straight-to-video movie. And that's what Planes was, essentially. It's like, wow, this is like Cars with wings. It's not really good, but it's not horrible. Anyway, random tangent. Lilo and Stitch is out this week. It's at the movies, number 2. And if you have a kid 5 and up who has seen Lilo and Stitch, they're going to love it. They really will. Now, this one seems like a lot of kids should love it, but they may not. And it's a classic magazine from the usual gang of idiots. Do you know what I'm talking about? Mad Magazine. It's from DC Comics. Did you know that? Maybe you didn't. DC Comics publishes Mad Magazine, and issue 546 comes out this week. Mad Magazine comes out every other month, We've checked out the past couple of issues, and it's going to be okay for teen audiences and up. But what's disappointing about Mad Magazine is that it's not necessarily funny, and that is very odd for a humor magazine. It's more just kind of taboo-ish, I think, because some kids may think, oh, it's Mad Magazine, I shouldn't read it. But literally, from the past three or four issues we've read, very, very few laughs. They've gone a little political, which either be you right or left. That's cool. I mean, political humor can be gained from either front. However, we didn't really see it in Mad Magazine. And that was kind of weird. The jokes were also older. So your younger readers, ages 11 and younger, they're not going to get it. And they're not going to be interested in it. 12 and up may get it. And they may just like it for the classic kind of cash feel of it. Mad Magazine 546. If you're down for a trip down Nostalgia Lane, check it out. And it's there. What more can you say about that? You know, but this is also slightly ironic because from the same lineage, from the same time period, these cats are from. It's Rocky and Bullwinkle Show. This is issue number one from American Mythology Productions. And we really have extremely high hopes for this because American Mythology Productions has done a bang-up job in bringing some classic properties into the all-age comics forum. And I don't see why Rocky and Bullwinkle would be any different. I really don't, because they've produced, I think, five different covers for this particular issue, and I'm really hopeful for it. I never got this series, this cartoon series, when I was a kid. I just know that it looks kind of funny, and it is certainly for all ages, so it's going to appeal to those kind of those hipster parents that want to latch onto something that they may not know about from what was just ahead of their time period to something that kids will certainly identify with, and that's a moose being goofy and a squirrel being smart. It's crazy fun. It's Rocky and Bullwinkle Show, issue number one, and it's from American Mythology Productions. It is priced at $3.99, and we're kind of looking forward to that one. Now, this series has kind of won us over. More appropriately, it hasn't won us over. It's won our children over. It's Super Sons. Super Sons number 5 from DC Comics. Sun is spelled S-O-N-S. Catch the kind of boom, subtle pun. You're talking about the son of Batman, Superman, and to an extent, Robin. Robin's always been a kid, except Robin's demoed down a little bit in this series. It's rated T, but you know what? A 7-year-old is going to be okay with most of the things that happen in Super Sons, because it's just about kids being kids, except they're super kids. That's probably a different series they're going to reboot here in the near future. But this is about them slightly disobeying their parents and trying to become their own entity because they have got superpowers, so what can they do with them? They're going to fight supervillains that are kids and get into trouble and not listen to their parents a little bit. Just a little bit. But it's mainly a superhero saga that kids, 7 and up, are going to relate to. And I mention this with a bit of a chagrin or a wandering eye, because parents who buy this may say, oh, really? 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 Is there nothing better? But it's pretty good. I swear, parents. Give it a look, because while you may cast a questioning eye at Super Sons, your kids, 7 and up, they are going to dig it, and issue number 5 is out this week. Now then, another issue that's really popular this summer is this character, Wonder Woman. Wow! I mean, what mass appeal this film has had. Crazy off the charts. Best DC film ever. Granted, that was not exactly a high bar, but it's the best DC film ever. And it's really good for ages 9 and up. So great job on that one, and I hope that Justice League can continue that and make it as much fun. This week sees DC Superhero Girls Trade Paperback Volume 3 Super Summer Olympus coming out this week. And this is one of the standalone DC Superhero Girls graphic novels that have come out in the past year and a half. And it's all basically any female in the DCU, they're in high school together. It's a brand new original graphic novel. This one has Wonder Woman front and center. What timing that is. Summer Olympus. That's what it is. And school's out for the summer, which means that Wonder Woman is preparing for the annual trip back to visit her father, and she's bringing along a few friends, including Bumblebee, Batgirl, Beast Boy, and Katana. See, Beast Boy, representing in there, yeah. So they get back to Olympus, and it's not all family hugs and dinner. There's also some competition, with the prize being Wonder Woman's soul. So there is some action in there, and this is really good stuff. This is going to be great for ages, I'll say almost ages 6 and up. Great for boys or girls. Most of the characters in these DC superhero girls books are going to be the girls. So does that mean it's going to be exclusively for the girls? No. That's like saying girls can't read Batman, which is not true. It's just going to skew a bit more heavy on the females, which is the way that Batman, the comic book, would skew. Keeping it real, DC Superhero Girls Trade Paperback Volume 3, Summer Olympus, retails for $9.99, and it's out this week. In one of the more creative and really inspirational methods of cross-promotion, I've got to hand it to this series. It's Wonder Woman Tasmanian Devil Special. This is issue number one. It's a one-shot, and similar to the issue that came out last week that had Bugs Bunny crossing into Superman's universe, this week has Tasmanian Devil going into Wonder Woman's universe. It's as much an action comic book as it is a goofy Tasmanian Devil comic book. Does that make any sense? No. But it's really fun to read, as was the one last week with Superman and Bugs Bunny. Surprisingly fun. This one's going to be for the fans, though. It's not going to bring over any new converts. So if you've got an existing Wonder Woman fan who's looking for something slightly silly and maybe just very left of center, or if you've got a young Looney Tunes fan that wants to demo up to maybe a superhero light comic book, this is going to be for them. I'll say, like for example, our 5-year-old wouldn't get the humor or the absurdity in this. However, a 6-year-old would, a 7-year-old definitely would, and an 8-year-old would go gangbusters for this. It's priced at $4.99. Goodbye it through the links, and it'll be $3.99. It's Wonder Woman Tasmanian Devil Special number 1, and they've got a DC. Has a whole series of these kind of coming out where their core DCU superheroes will have crossovers from the Looney Tunes universe side of things. Fabulous, fun stuff. Look for it. Now, one of the most surprising comic books that we've seen in the past year was this one. It is Space Battle Lunchtime, A Recipe for Disaster. This is the graphic novel collection of the final couple of issues from this really entertaining miniseries. What it is, it's a cooking show that's held on a different planet, and Peony is the only contestant from Earth. And it sounds like something you've heard before, but this one is really fresh, quite original, and just a hoot of a time. It's Space Battle Lunchtime, Trade Paperback, Volume 2, A Recipe for Disaster. And this series is so much better than the other series that's out there currently about cooking in space. And I even forget the name of it. But this one is really far and above much better. So if you're saying, well, I'm looking for something that involves someone cooking in space on a foreign planet for their survival, this is the one you want to check out. It's from Oni Press, Space Battle Lunchtime Trade Paperback, A Recipe for Disaster. And the trade paperback is $13 at stores. Buy it through the links. It'll be $10.50. That it will. Now, the other trade paperback that's out this week, we loved this. This was a 5 or 6 issue miniseries that also came out from Oni Press that really surprised us, mainly because it was a legitimate all-ages comic that did not water down the action at all. I mean, when you opened it, you may not have known anything about the characters, and you didn't because it's about the Zodiac symbols and the Zodiac manifestations. I'm a Gemini. I know they're twins. I don't know what they can do. So what's going on with the rest of the Zodiac? I have no idea. But the Mighty Zodiac Trade Paperback Volume 1, that's out this week. And what happens is Master Long, he's the ailing leader of the mighty Zodiac, he sends his warriors out all throughout the stars to collect the Moon Rabbit army before they can do their bad deeds. And what happens is if the rabbits get their hands on the stars first, then the balance of nature is thrown out of whack. Crazy, world-shattering stuff. So it's got a very supernatural vibe to it, with a bunch of silliness, with some celestial matters that some kids will immediately latch onto and identify as fact. And it's fun because there's just enough action in it to really make it an action comic book with all of these other side ancillary stories. It's fun, and ages 7 and up will like it. It's The Mighty Zodiac, trade paperback volume 1, and it too is from Oni Press. Now this one's for the adults. The adults are the tween audiences that are down with zombies, because this zombie film is literally one of our favorites, one of our favorite characters in science fiction and pop culture, Ash. This is The Evil Dead 2 Adult Coloring Book. It's from Space Goat Publishing. Now, Space Goat also does a comic book that has Ash and his adventures, which is entirely not for kids. But it's good stuff for adults. So if you like The Evil Dead, if you're an adult or a teen and you liked The Evil Dead and you want more of that in comic book fashion, you can check out Ash versus the Army of Darkness. And that's from Space Goat Publishing. This is just a coloring book. It sounds innocent enough, and it really is, until you look at some of the images and you think of what they could be under the skilled coloring hand of a master. And then you say, Ash comes alive and Bruce Campbell will haunt my dreams. It makes you want it. It's $15, and it's going to be a must-have for any Evil Dead fan or any aspiring teen colorist. So if you think you're a colorist and you want to maybe color comic books when you're a kid, latch onto this and test out your zombie colors. It's fun stuff. Evil Dead Adult Coloring and Activity Book from Space Goat Publishing. We are on Twitter at Daddy Mojo, or the email is Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.